Okay, somebody wants to chime in on this.
All right.
Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the Rangers team president, Nolan Ryan. Morning, Nolan.
Morning.
Well, didn't know that you had any hot sports opinions on this, but we're glad to have you on the air.
I heard you guys talking about the situation that they got there. And I'm sure you know players lose their tempers every once in a while, and that's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to set the record straight. I know a lot of people are reporting that Ron Washington and John Daniels went up there and subdued him, but it was actually me that had to go up there.
Whoa!
You're the guy that intercepted him before he got to the Royals broadcasters?
Well, Ron and John went on up there, but you can't expect much from an old-school brother and a little 22-year-old dweeb trying to stop a major leaguer. So.
Right.
I had to run over there, and I scaled up the outside of the press box and got in there and intercepted him. had to get him in a headlock and give him a few punches to his face until he went limp.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, last major leaguer I had in a headlock like that was Robin Ventura.
Of course, yeah.
Well storied, yeah.
The last mammal I got into a headlock like that was a Tasmanian devil who snuck into my grain storage. But
but that's another story, right?
Yeah, different time. So I beat the hell out of Milton Brandy.
I have a hard time believing
got
that.
Got carried away. You know, I'm still a competitor.
Right.
Once you get in the heat of battle. So I broke like 20 bones in his face. And
Oh, golly.
Then I put him on a carrying pole and took him back down and dug out. And I tried to calm him down. I ladled a few dippers of creek water into his mouth. Rubbed some lavender up under his nose to calm him down. And then he tried to escape the dugout once, so I had to blow dart him from about 30 feet. Got him right in the neck. Collapsed.
Don't mess with you.
Yeah, well, that's what these players are going to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to run a tight ship around here.
Yeah.
But I fixed him a nice meal after the game. We sat down to some stuffed buzzard. Some jackalope stew.
Yeah.
And for dessert, we had some blue jay pudding.
Gross.
Just wanted to set the record straight.
Well, yeah, we didn't know you were traveling with the team. We appreciate the help.
Of course I am. Of course, I'm traveling with the team now.
Yeah, George.
Well, I just didn't know you.
Of course, I still take my own plane, but I take my plane to Lisa Marie every time we go on a road trip. Well, I need to climb down off this telephone pole. My back is acting up. Need to get a few Advil in me.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you, Nolan.
See you.
All right.